So yesterday we learned this Gemara on the bottom of Zion Amud Aleph. The Gemara quotes a brisa that if I sell you a base core real estate, base core is a certain size. A base core should really be 30 times a base saw. Base saw is 50 by 50. Hatzar HaMishkan is base asayim because it's 50 by 100. And a kur has ten eifah, and an eifah is three saw. So it's 10 times 3. So it's 50 by 50 times 30. So he sells the fellow a base kur, and it turns out that it doesn't have at all. It doesn't have 30 times the size of a base saw. But if everybody knows that this piece of land has a nickname, everybody called it the base kur. And the lokeach, the one who bought it, also knows that it was called the base kur. So he sold them shma machale. He sold them the field that's known. Everybody in the neighborhood calls it the base kur. So that's a valid mechira. So Tosis raises a question on the bottom Tosis, on the first very wide line, the imtaima. Why don't we say the name of the dummy Maidim? How much did he pay for it? A lesser is half the amount, and a base cooler is 30 base saw. So, and each one has a different price. So why don't you establish, based on the amount of money that they fixed to buy the field, whether he intended to sell them a full base cooler or just to sell this sod? Yeah, where they get this idea, Dami Maidim? So this is a Machlokes HaTanoim and a Mishnah later on Ayin Zayin Omid Beis. The Mishnah has a fellow selling a Tzemed Bokar. A Tzemed Bokar means he's selling him two cows to do work with a wooden instrument that you put on the two cows. Or the tzemed refers only to the wooden instrument, doesn't refer to the two cows. How much is included? So it's a machloikes satanoim, and the Mishnah. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Dami Maidim, how much did he pay for it? If he's only buying the wooden instrument, then it's going to be much less. If he's paying for the two cows plus the wooden instrument, then it's going to be much more. So it should be Dami Maidim. That should establish a raif. It gives him only the wooden instrument. And then the lekech says, no, it was self-understood that I get the two behemoths together with the wooden instrument. He wants more. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Dami Maidim, that's the lekech can be mighty from the moicher. The moicher is muchzakir, because the lekech already paid him in advance. And he delivered only the wooden instrument. And the lekeach is trying to be toveya, to be mitzi from the moicher. He wants to get the two behemoths in addition. So Yehuda says that you go basarayv and dini mamas, dami madim. That indicates the umdene, that he really had a mind to sell him the behemoths with the wooden instrument because he's charging so much money. So, and the chachamim disagree. Why do they disagree? So the Pashta says, because ain't hachlam amen achar harayv. So what is your beautiful holds? Maybe that's the machloikis satanoi. Because later on Tzadikim amen aleph, the Gemara has a machloikis Rabbi Shmuel, whether hachlam amen achar harayv or ain't hachlam amen achar harayv. Rabbi is of the opinion that harayv is good, just like harayv is good in Isa the Heter. Acharam lahatas the pasik in Mishpatim. Harayv is good to me, mevarer an issue in Isa the Heter if the food is kosher or not. So robe is good to be mevarin dini mamin. So we pass him like Shmuel and hoch be mamin acher harayv. So the pashtus is that's the machlokes Reb Yehuda and the Chachamim and the Mishnah on Ayin Zayin on the base. Reb Yehuda says dami madim you go baser harayv, and we don't pass like that in hoch be mamin acher harayv. So the question is, since we don't pass like Reb Yehuda, so what was Tosis kasha over here? Tosis asks on Ardaf on Zayin and Aleph, why don't you say Dami Maidim, Vim Taima, Ve'ema. Dami Maidim. How much did he pay? How much did the Lekech pay? Did he pay for a field that's a lesser, half the size? Or did he pay for a field that's the size of a base core? the how much he paid should be mevarer how much was understood to be the mechira. Yeah, so that's only Rabbi Yehuda's shita. We don't pass like that. So why did they say it's the kasha? We don't pass in davim adim. That's the mission ayin zayin on base. So the answer is there's the Gemara and Tzadik Beis Amen Aleph where they quote the machlo in Baba Basra. The first Gemara in Hamecha Peres. So the Gemara quotes the machlo is Rabbi Shmuel. Hamecha Shab lachaveira v'nimtza nakhlan. It's a wild shore. So the Lokeach says, I bought the shore to use to plow on the farm. And it's a wild shore. It's a crazy shore. So I can't use it to do work on the farm. He'll destroy the whole farm. It's only good for shechita purposes. I didn't buy it for shechita. I bought it liradya to plow. And most people buy behema liradya. So that's why Rab says the lokeach can insist that he's not going to be stuck with the shore naklan. He wants him to replace the shore. Give me a different shore. Because the Roy Ben Yodam buy a shore, le radio to plow. And this shore that he sold me is not Roy Lakach because it's too wild. So that's the machloikis. That's the machloikis Rabbi Shmuel. So we pass on like Shmuel. The Gemara has a klal in the end of Chorus. Whenever there's a machloikis Rabbi Shmuel, Hilchus HaKirabi Yisuri Kishmuel Bedina. Usually, if the machloikis is in Didi Mamanis, then usually we pass on like Shmuel. Machloikis is in Issa V'Heted, then we usually pass on like Rav. The Marsha says that the reason why is because Rav had smicha. Shmuel never got smicha. Rav got smicha. So because Rav got smicha, so therefore it means that he was a bigger expert in Issa V'Heted. Why? Why should that? I would have thought perhaps not so. If you got smicha, it means that you're a bigger expert than Didi Mamanis. Smicha is usually to Pasken and Didi Mamanis, not to Pasken and Issa V'Het. I don't know. That's what the Marsha says there. Because the Gemara in Bav Metzia, Daf Pei Vav, tells the whole story. Rabbi Shmuel were both learning in Eretz Yisrael. They both decided that they have an obligation to service the community, Jewish community in Bavel. So they both decided they're going to leave Eretz Yisrael. There's a big mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, but there's a bigger mitzvah to be Marbid Torah Barabim. So they both decided they're going to go to Bavel. Each one independently, not together. They're both going to go to Bavel to establish big issues. So they went to two different cities. So Rav went to Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi to get smicha before he leaves. He cannot confer smicha in Chutz Lartz, but a person who got smicha in Eretz Yisrael can function as a samuch even in Chutz Lartz. That's a mission at the end of the first parak in Makis, the Bezen. Could be is noig bein b'oritz bein b'chutz l'oritz, provided that the bezin got smicha in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says that Rav succeeded in getting smicha from Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, and Shmuel wasn't able to. Every day something else came up. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was busy with other things, and the boat was leaving, so he left to Bavel, and he didn't have an opportunity to get smicha. Strictly speaking, he can give smicha to the person shaloi b'fanov. But the Gemara says that's only if they're both in Eretz Yisrael. But if Shmuel already went to Chutz Lartz, he went on the boat and he left to Chutz Lartz. So once the Mekabel of the Smicha, the recipient, is in Chutz Lartz, so you're not able to give Smicha. So that's what the Gemara says. Shmuel didn't get Smicha. And Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi felt very bad about this, why Shmuel didn't get Smicha. And then someone told Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, don't feel bad. I saw in the Sifra of Shalot and Marishan, there's a pasuk in Parshas Bereshis that reads, "This Sefer told us Adam." So the simple meaning of the pasuk is that the Chumash is a history book of mankind. This Sefer told us Adam. So the Gemara says that's not what it means. If it's a history book of mankind, it's very poorly written. It's out of order. It's not written chronologically in order. So the Gemara says, no, Zeh Sefer Toldos Sodom is referring to the Sifra of Shalot HaMarishan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the very outset, when he created the world, he had a plan for the whole world, and he had a plan for the development of the Torah. How the Torah is going to develop in the different generations. So someone in the generation of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi did not have access to this Sifra Shalot HaMarishan. But someone else who did have access told Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, don't feel bad. That's what it says in the Sefer Shalot HaMarishan. There's going to be a generation. There'll be two scholars, two Talmid HaChacham, Rav and Shmuel. Rav is going to get smicha, and Shmuel will not get smicha. And it says there, Chacham Yiskeri, Rebbe lo Yiskeri. He'll be known as a Chacham. He was a scientist. He knew astronomy, the Gemara says. Tosis quotes it over here. Shmuel says, Nehirin li shvili dirikia, kishvili dinahardor. Where is that? Here, the second Tosis from the top of Zion on the base. So they quote from the Gemara that Shmuel made a statement, Nehirin li shvili dirikia, he's so familiar with the stars. He knows astronomy so well, the layout of all the stars. Kishvila de Rekia. He knows Kishvila de Nardor. He lived in the city Nardor. So just like he knows all the streets, the ins and the outs in the city Nardor, so too he knows the Shvila de Rekia, the pathways in the sky, because he was an expert astronomer. That's what they once said about Rav Kook. Rav Kook used to go on vacation to Tzfat. So someone wanted to praise him. So they said, he knows Nehirin le Shvili de Yerushalmi kishvili de Tzfat. He knows all the Yerushalmis, like he knows the streets of Tzfat. So Rav Kook asked him, please don't say that, because I always get lost when I go for a walk in Tzfat. So that means I don't know any Yerushalmis. So yes, and please don't say that. Okay. So the question here is, what is Tosis asking? We should say Damim Adim, that's a machlokes satanoim, and Ayin Zayin on a base, and the Psak Aloch is like the Chacham and the Rabbi Yudah. We don't pasken like Rabbi Yudah. Why? Because in Halcha B'Mamon Achar Harayv, Damim Adim is a Rayv. So you can't be Moitzi Mamon from a Muchzak based on a Rayv. So Tosfos has a comment on this on Sarik Beis Amen Aleph, and the Gemara quotes this machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, but the Halcha B'Mamon Achar Harayv, I sold you ashore. And Roiv people buy a shore leradya. Most people buy a shore in order to do plowing on the field. So if he's a shore nakhon, you won't be able to control it. It's only good for shchita. We know he didn't, the Roiv is that he didn't buy it for shchita. Not that he's making a wedding or a bar mitzvah and he needs a behemoth for shchita. He has a farm and he needs a shore for doing work on the farm. So why not go bus a Roiv? So the Gemara asks, when you buy a shor l'radya, it's more expensive than a shor l'shchita. L'nichsiso, nichsiso means shchita. So why is there a machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel, whether Halcha B'Mamon Achar Harayv or not, whether the lokeach can get his money back, or he can force the moicher to give him a shor that's not a nakhon to do radya? Why don't you say Domim Adim? That's the Gemara's Kasha. Velechzi, on the third line from the bottom, on Sadiq Beis Amen Aleph, Velechzi, why don't we take a look? Dimei Hecheninu. Let's see, how much money did he pay? If he paid a lot of money, that means that he bought a shor l'radya. If he paid little money, then he bought a behemah l'nichsasa for shchita. And for the Gemara, we're talking about a case that the meat became so expensive it cost the same. Cost the same whether he buying a shor l'shchita or he buying a shor l'radya. But what was the Gemara's kasha? Damim Adim. We don't pass on like Rabbi Yudah in the Mishnah and Ayin Zayin on the base. So Tosis points out on that daf, the Ramascha Tzadik Beis Amunal Velechzi Idmei Radio. So Tosis bothered with kasha. Afilu the Rabbanon. This Lahu, Ein Adamim Adim, Ein Adamim Raya, Ein Hocham Amam Aracher Harayv. It's still a good kasha. Why? That's only in that case. Hainu, dafke hosam. What does Taisa say? Hainu hosam, dafke, deruba. The correlate, semet, semet. Deruba, bachazoka, misayim. La mocher. The mocher is muchzak over there. The mocher has the money, and the mocher gave him a behema that's a nakhon. So the lakech wants to be moitzi from the mocher. The mocher is muchzak. We have a klal hamotzi machavera all of haraya. That means you need a raya alimta. All of haraya with hey hayidia means you need a super raya. Roiv is good in nisav heter, and roiv is no good to be mitzi mammon, because to be mitzi mammon you need a super raya, a raya alimta. So when do you say ein adamim adim? When do we pass on like the Rabbanim, the Rebbeuta, ein adamim adim? When the moicher who is muchzak the rive is not enough. What is Tosis's answer? There are different cases. Sometimes we do say damim adim, sometimes not. If you have rive and chazaka together, then it wins. What do you mean rive and chazaka together? So there is such a Tosis Yeshanim in the first daf and the second perik in Ksubis. The Gemara has a discussion there. A couple is getting divorced, and the wife lost her ksuba. And the husband says, when I married you, it was your second marriage, and you get much less than the ksuba of a grusha, or an almana is much less than the ksuba of a besula. And she says, not true. When you married me, I was a besula. So no one has any proof. So the Gemara says, why not go basarayf? Rive of the women who get married, rive nashim, psulas nisoes. Rive of the women get married for the first time. There's a miut of women get married for the second time, almanas and grushas, but most of the women get married for the first time. So why don't you go basa rive to be moitzi mamon from the baal? That's the Gemara's kasha. So Tosis asks over there, what do you mean go basa rive to be moitzi mamon from the husband? We paskan like Shemuel ain halchem mamon achar harive. So there's a little tesis there, the bottom tesis on daf, the first daf and the second parak in Ksubis, on daf tests Zion Amen Aleph. The bottom tesis says the kasha of the Gemara was Aliba de Rav. The Gemara was working within Rav, since Rav holds Hochma Mamman Achar Harayim, so that was the kasha. But once you say the din is like Shmuel, and Hochma Mamman Achar Harayim, that's what the Gemara says on Tzadik Beis, then there is no kasha. So then on the side, they have printed a Tosfos Yeshanim on the side, of, on the margin there. And the Tosfos Yeshanim says, if you have Rav v'chazaka together, then you can be Maitzi Mamon. Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba Adif. Let's say there's a conflict between a Rav and a chazaka. The Rav pulls you in one direction, tells you the facts are A, and the chazaka tells you the facts are B. So then Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba Adif, Rav wins. But what if the Roiv and the Chazaka are together, pulling in the same direction? So that's Araya Alimta already. So then, even though Rav holds Ein Hoch Mamam and Achar HaRoiv, but if you have Roiv and Chazaka together, then it's Araya Alimta, then you can't be Moitzi Mamon. So how is it Chazaka? All the girls, when they're born, are Besulas. So the husband claimed the husband is divorcing, a couple is getting divorced. And the husband says, when I married you, you were not a besula. Your situation changed. But every girl, we don't know whether it's true or not. And the girl says, the girl claims it's not true. She says when she got married, she was still a besula. So you have a rive of the women who get married all year long are getting married for the first time. Obviously, the rive are getting married for the first time. Not so many getting married for the second time. And you have a chazaka also. When the girl was born, she was a psula. He's saying that something changed by her. So if you don't know if a change occurred, it's a yishtalaf the chazaka. So even though ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif, roiv is better than chazaka if there's a conflict. The roiv tells you in one direction, the chazaka tells you in the other direction. Chazaka kamaisa, chazaka the meikor. We said many times that the prima godim and the psicha hakolelis, the arachayim, explains that the word chazaka has six different meanings in different contexts in the Gemara. Miga b'makam chazaka in the Gemara doesn't mean miga b'makam chazaka. It means miga b'makam raif, if it's contradicted by a raif. I saw there's a tshuva by Chacham Avadia, I think it's Chelek Yud Aleph, in Yabia Omer, where I think that he confused the two chazakas. He's mixing up a chazaka kamaisa, status quo, with the chazaka ruba de leisa kamon. He talks about miga b'makam raiv and miga b'makam chazaka. They're the same thing. They're not two different things. The pashtas is, they're the same thing. It's a very, very difficult shuva. I'll be pashtas. So the Tosfos says in Ksubis that even though we pass in like Shmuel, ein hoch b'mamon achar harov, rov is not a raya alimta. The Gemara says rov is good in Yisra v'heter. That's on the top of Amid Beis here. On Sadi Beis, Amid Beis, on the sixth line. Ki azlinan basa ruba bi yisura b'mamayin aloy. Indeed, imaminus, you don't got basa ruba. That's what Shmuel claims. Why? So that's what the Trumas Hadeshen writes, because the halacha derives from the pasuk amoytze machavera olav haraya haraya with the hey hayadia mina haraya alimta. So roiv is not enough to be moytze mamet from a muchzik, but if you have roiv plus chazaka together, so that's haraya alimta. So then you can be moytze mamet. So the pashtus perhaps is that that's what Tosis is driving at over here. On Tzarek Beis Amen Aleph, they say, like the Tosis Yishonim said, in Ksubas on Tezayin, and Balamor over there, also in Ksubas, Daf Tezayin, also writes like that. He can't be Moitzei Mamon based on Roiv, he can't be Moitzei Mamon based on Chazaka. That's a Kalachomer. If Roiv is no good, so Chazaka is certainly no good, because Ruba Chazaka, Ruba Adam, and there's a clash between a Roiv and a Chazaka. Chazaka means status quo. We assume that nothing changed. So Roiv is a better Biro than Chazaka. Chazaka is not a Biro. Chazaka is a Din Hanhoga. However, we were noyeg yesterday. We don't know if the situation changed, so we should continue to be noyeg as if it didn't change. We should assume that nothing changed. So if you can't go basa roiv to be maximum, you certainly can't go basa chazaka. But if you have roiv and chazaka together, all the girls who were born as basulas. Then the husband claims that her status changed before he married her. But the chazaka says that it didn't happen. And the roiv are women that get married any given year are getting married for the first time. You have roiv and chazaka together. So the pashtus is perhaps that's what Tosis is driving at. That when you have roiv and chazaka together, then it's good to be moitzei mamelech. But Tosis doesn't say that. They say they don't say like that. They say ruba v'chazaka. It's very strange. They're saying chazakim muchzak. Chazaka muchzak? No, chazaka means chazaka meikora, status quo. Anyway, that's a problem. But the Tosis kasha on our daf on Zayin Amud Aleph, one should say davim adim. I would on paskin davim adim in the mission ayin Zayin Amud Beis. So the answer is Tosis explain both on daf Tzadik Beis as well as in Bava Kama. Gemara has such a similar kasha on Tzadik Beis. They give you the cross reference that sometimes Shmuel also agrees. If you have roiv and chazaka together, then you are motzi mamet. So that was their kasha. Davim adim is a roiv. You don't know whether he meant to sell him a tzemet bokar, a pair of behemoths with the wooden instrument, or just the wooden instrument. The tzemet is the wooden instrument, but he charged so much money. So the davim adim, he charged so much money. It looks like he's selling him the two behemoths with the wooden instrument. So the Maharsha says Tosfos could have given a simple answer that the amount that he charged them is halfway, is in between the amount for a lesech and a beis kur. A beis kur sells for $100,000 and a lesech sells for $50,000. And here, he sold them this karka, sold them the beis kur for $75,000. So that's the question. Did he give him a hanocha? Is he really intending to sell him a beis kur, which is 30 beis saw, and he's giving him a break? Or is he charging him, overcharging him for a lesech? So Tosfos could have given a simple answer. You can't apply davim adim here because the amount of money that he's charging is neither here nor there. That's not how much it costs for a lesach. That's not how much it costs for a beis kur. Marsha says Tosfos knew that. That's an obvious answer. So Tosfos gave other answers. Okay. So that's an important klal. When do you say davim adim and when not davim adim? Of Rabbi Yudah is based on Holchim B'Mamon Achar HaRav. Rabbi Yudah in the Mishnah seems to hold like Rav, that Holchim B'Mamon Achar HaRav, you can know Eitzim Mamon based on a Rav. And we pass on like the Chachamim that you can't. Rabbi Kevega has a tshuva in the second volume of Tshuvas Rabbi Kevega. It's called Tinyona. The first volume is called Kama. Second volume is called Tshuvas Rabbi Kevega, Tinyona. Then there's a third volume that's called Tshuvas Rabbi Kevega, HaChadoshas. So in the Tinyona, he has a tshuva where he develops an idea based on a Tosis and Baba Kama in the beginning of Perek HaMeniach, that in Holcha B'Mamon, In Holcha Memamin, Acher Harov, depends how strong the Rove is. If it's a Rove of 51% against 49%, that's not enough. You have a Rove 55% against 45%, that's not enough to be Moitzi Mamon. What if you have a Rove of 98%? So then Rabbi Kivega has, based on that thesis, he thinks that that could be Moitzi Mamon. So it could be that that's why Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah. Could be Rabbi Yehuda also agrees with Shmuel. Ein Holcha Memamin Acher HaRoiv. But he holds that Dami Madim is a Roiv Ma'aliyah, such a superior Roiv. So that's good even to be Moitzi Mamon. And we don't pass on like that. We pass on it's a Roiv. And you can't be Moitzi Mamon based on that Roiv. Like other Rubis, not good to be Moitzi Mamon. So let's see, where do we leave off on Zion Amar Allah?
Rabbi?
Yes.
Rabbi's suggesting that the reason we can say Dam of Modian over here is because there is a Rov and Chazaka together. So in such a situation, we would go Basaruba. What's the Chazaka in our case?
I don't know. I don't see that there is a Chazaka in our case. I don't know. By the man who married the girl, so you have Becheskas Besula when she was born. All the girls are born of Besula. So the husband claims that, but before she married him, she became a Be'ula. She was either a Mana or a Grusha, whatever, a Nivala. But over here, what's the Chazaka? I don't know. Tesis doesn't explain it well. But it's an important Tesis. What are the rules? When do you say you do follow Roiv and Maman is to be Moitzi Maman? When do you not say? It's an important topic. So the Gemara was quoting different psokim of Rav Chama, and the Gemara is going to say we pass on like all of them. And there was machlokes regarding the last case. That's on the top of Zion and Beis. What was the last case? After the two dots around the eight lines from the top, so Hahu Shtara, once upon a time, the Yisraimim had a shtar that they got Birusha from the father. Ushtara the Yasne, the Nafik Ale Tavra. They want to collect from the Loive. So the Loive says, I have a Shaver. The Shaver is signed by two witnesses, and it said, this is to ascertain that the Loive paid up the Chayv. You have no right to collect. Amr Avchame. So Avchame says, Agvui loy magmin alei, however, mikra loy karin alei. Usually, when the Malva has a shtar halva and the Loiva has a shaver, so you rip up the shtar halva, the Gemara says in Ksubas, al tashken bo alecha avlo. You're not allowed to keep a shtar that's parua in your rishus because you may forget and you may collect the second time. If the Loiva has a shaver, it means that he paid up already. So you have to rip it up. So here, Rav Chama Paskins, agvui loy magminan lei, we don't collect because the Loiva has a shaver. However, a mikra loy karin alei, but you don't rip it up. Why? Agvui loy magmin alei, the nafik shaver alei. The loyva has a shaver that says it's paid up already. A mikra loy karin alei, you don't rip it up, which you normally would do. You should rip up the shtar. Al tashkin ba'alecha avla. Why? Maybe the chigadli asmim is talking yisayimim ktanim. They're before bar mitzvah. So usually the din is, ain't the fry minichse yisayimim ktanim, and I can't rip the socheles behem. And here there is no ribis ochelus behem. So you cannot collect. You cannot collect over here. The assignment cannot collect because we're not sure if the shaver is authentic or not. Maybe the shaver is authentic. However, you don't rip up the shaver because maybe it's a fraud. Maybe it's mezuyif. When they'll become bar mitzvah, then they'll be able to. So they don't know how to check into the issue. When they'll become bar mitzvah, they'll be sharper, brighter in business. So then, maybe after their bar mitzvah, they'll be a little more on the ball. They'll be able to prove that the shoiver is mezuyah. What kind of a shoiver are we talking about over here? Talking a shoiver mekuyim. Let's say, a shaver is the loiva comes with a shaver that says the shtar is parua. What if the malva comes with the shtar? Malva comes with the shtar that says the loiva owes him money. And then the loiva taina is mezuyef. It cannot be, I don't know who you are, I never borrowed any money from you, and the two people assigned the shtar, I never heard of them, I don't know who they are. How can it be that the edim on the halvoa, I don't remember authorizing them to sign the shtar? What we mentioned, the Gemara says, we learn out from the pasuk, mipihem, v'lom mipiksavim, that when edim testify, it says, al pi shneim edim, al pi shlosha edim, Yok Madovi, you have to have two or three Edim. Indeed, in Mominus, you have to have two or three Edim. So if the malva has a shtar that says the loiva owes him money, the shtar is signed by two edim. So you have two edim. But then the loiva claims that the shtar is mezuyev. So min haTorah, there is no such taina. Min haTorah, the loiva has no nemanis to say the shtar is mezuyev. What if the malva is going to bring two witnesses that the loiva borrowed money, and then the loiva will say that the edim are lying? You don't believe the loiva when he says the edim are lying. So here also, the malva has a shtar halvoa, and the loiva says it's mezuyev. That's like saying if the malva brings two witnesses, and the loiva says that they're giving edim shek, you don't believe the loiva. So what kind of a din is this that the loiva can tell you that it's mezuyev? So the Gemara says it's only midirabbanan. Men haTorah edim achsimim al hashtar nase kemishen nechker edusa mebezdin, and the loiva cannot tell you mezuyev. But midrabbanan, they made a takana that the malva can only collect with the shtar if the shtar is makuyim. So the recent Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Baruch Ber, and Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, and many others in between, they all discuss the nature of this din. What do you say? A shtar she'ena makuyim is a shtar, but the other party is nemet to say mezuyev. He can tie it. I don't want to pay because it's mezuyev. Or do you say no? The chacham made a takana the rabban that a shtar that's not mekuyim is not a shtar at all. What's the difference? Whether you say whether you formulate it like this or you formulate it like that. So the difference should be: what if the loiva has a shaver? The malba comes with the shtar mekuyim that says that the loiva owes him $100,000. And then the loiva has a shaver. So if the din midrabbanan is that the loiva has namonis to taina mezuyev, mistaber that that's only the loiva is muchzak on the money. He doesn't want to pay the halvor. So he tainas mezuyev. So he has namonis because he's muchzak on the $100,000. But if the loiva has a shaver and the malva says mezuyev, so they gave nemanis to the malveh, to taina mezuyev, to be mighty moment from the loiveh. That doesn't make sense. It makes sense that they gave nemanis to the loiveh to drei his way out. It can taina if the malveh produces a shtar halvoeh, and the loiveh says it's mezuyev. So mid the rabbon, they say, since the loiveh is muchzak on his money, it's in his bank account, he has nemanis to taina mezuyev. But if the loiveh has a shoiver that he paid up, and the malva tain is mezuyev, and therefore he wants to be moment from the loiva based on his tain and mezuyev. That doesn't make any sense. So that's what the recent Rosh Yeshiva all discuss. What was the nature of the takana de rabbanim? Was it that the loiva has namanis the tain and mezuyev? Then it doesn't make sense to say that the malva has namanis the tain on the shaver, that is mezuyev, to make the loiva pay lehoitzi moment from the muchzak. The malva should be nemet to say mezuyev on a shayver. But if the nature of the takana de rabbanan was that a shtar she'ena mekuyim is chaspa bi'alma, a shtar that doesn't have a kiyam is not a valid shtar. So then it wouldn't make a difference whether it's a shtar halvoa that the malva produces or it's a shtar shayver that the loiva produces. Not that the malva has to tie a mezuyev on the shayver. Calls man that the shtar is not mekuyim. A shtar she'ena mekuyim is chaspa bi'alma. It's not a valid shtar. So this is the nafkamina that they discuss. What's the halacha by a shaver? She'ena mekuyim. the loiva, the malbec comes, but the shtam mekuyim, that the loiva owes him $100,000. And then the loiva has a shoiva she'eda mekuyim that says that he paid. So if the takana de rabbanon was that the loiva has an amanus to say mezuyah, so that's lahachzik the money in his pocket. The malva has a shtar halva and the loiva tainis mezuyah, and the loiva is muchzik on the money, so he doesn't want to pay. But that the malva should be able to have an amanus to say mezuyah on a shofar and then to be mitzi mamon from the loiva, that doesn't make sense. They should make a takana de rabbanon. So that's a shaila. So if you look in Choshen Mishpat on this din, here on the top of Amid Beis, on the top of Zion Amid Beis, in Ayin Mishpat Der Mitzvah, Ois Beis, they tell you that this is in Choshen Mishpat, Simen Kuf Ches, Sif Tez Zion. So there, the Bir Agroch, the Shulchan Aruch says, we're talking about a situation where the Shover is Mekuyim. If the Shover is not Mekuyim, then there's nothing to discuss because the shtar sheni mekuyim is not valid. Doesn't matter whether it's the shtar halva sheni mekuyim or shayva sheni mekuyim. The shtar sheni mekuyim is chaspa miyam. So that's what the Bir Agro says. Look in the Gemara. Usually in the yeshivas, when they learn Bab Metzia, they never get to the end of the first perek. So they leave this as a chakira. What's the nature of the din of kiyam shtar midirabbanan? And they say the nafkamina is whether by shayva we have to have kiyam. When you learn the last daf in the first parak, it says beferish. The last namad base going over to the last namad aleph in the first parak says beferish. That when the loiva has a shayver and it's not mekuyam, so it's not a valid shayver. Not that the malva has namanis to say mezuyav, and therefore he's got to be mitzi mam. How they give namanis? The malva is namat to say mezuyav to be mitzi mam. It doesn't make sense. It's just that they made a takana that a shtar that's not mekuyim is not called a shtar chaspad b'yam. It's like a piece of clay; it doesn't count at all. So that's a beferish gemara. So that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch that we're talking over here. The shtar halvoa, the yasmei, the nafak alei shayver, the loiva has a shayver, and the shayver is mekuyim. If the shayver is ain't a mekuyim, so there's nothing to discuss. We're talking the Shaiva is Mekuyim. And nonetheless, the Gemara says, Migva loy gavin alay, and Mikra loy karin alay. But if the Shaiva wouldn't be Mekuyim, then we would just ignore the Shaiva. That's what the Ramban writes on our daf, and the Bir Agro quotes it there. And the Bir Agro, on that simen, kuf ches, sif tezayin, it's sif kotten samach, and the Bir Agro, so he quotes that Ramban, and he says, kamavur, sof perakam, and above metziah. The last Amid Beis going over to the last Amid Aleph in the first parak of Bab Metzia, where it says that you need a kiyum for a shayver as well. So that's the machlokes in the Gemara. Does it make sense to pasken like Rav Chama, even in the last case, that your choshed, that the loiva was mezayif a shayver? He got people to forge a shayver for him. Maybe that doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion that we are choshed. Why? The fact that this shayver never was produced during the lifetime of the father. Somehow it only popped up after the father died. So that's why it's suspect. So the Gemara says, therefore we ignore the shayver. Therefore we ignore the shayver. Even though it's Mekuyim, we ignore the shayver. Okay. Yeah, what's the next Mishnah? So the next Mishnah is about people who live in the city that they all have the din like shutfim. In Choshen Mishpat, there's a section that talks about hilchos shluchim and shutfim. So it says all the people who live in the chotzer have a din like shutfim, and all the people who live in the ear have a din of shutfim with respect to the issues that they share in common. They all need mail delivery. They all need purification of the water. We need a fire department. We need all the things. You need a public school for the Nochrim. So what's the din when you have a shutfis? Let's say we gave the marshal 11 Jewish Korean veterans go into business together, and then they have a machlokes. They're doing very well. Then they have a machlokes. Which direction should go? So it says in Shulchan Aruch, it's a Tosefta in Bo Metzia, that you go Basar Raif, and the Vilna Gaon says that's the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpat, Macharam Lahatas. Not only does it apply if there is a split vote in the Bezdin, it applies if there's a split vote in the meeting of all the shareholders in the company. It's a Shutfa, so you have to go Basar Raif. So the Tosefta gives exceptions to the rule. Let's say you have a city, and most of the people do not want to pay for a mikveh. They don't want to pay for a shul. They'd rather daven. They'll alternate. Every week they'll daven in someone else's home. So that says in a Tosefta, no. Whenever the miut have the correct taina, they want to have a shul, then they can force their wife to go along. So establishing a mikveh and establishing a shul and so on, even if you don't have the right, let's say the Tosefta says, a miut of the people want to have an Erev in the community to be able to carry. An Erev is going to cost money to construct the Erev and then for the upkeep to check it every week. So some people say, I don't believe in an Erev. I'm not going to carry anyway. I don't want to participate. I don't want to pay money for that. So the din is that that's a valid need. And even though it's a miut of the shutvim in the city, they can be koy for the Erev to make the Erev. So here the Mishnah is talking about a situation. There's a machlekes of Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim. All the people who live in the city are considered shutvim. All the people who live in the chotzer are considered shutvim. Even though they never agreed to go into shutvis, the halacha declares that they become shutvim automatically because they share these needs in common. They all share it together. So normally you would go basar right, unless there's a gerecht taina. So here, there's a machloikis hatanaim. If the roiv of the people want to have a delis, a chayma around the city, even though this city is not samach l'svar, it's nowhere near the border, okay? If the roiv want, so you go basar up, we're talking, the roiv do not want to build a chayma, but the miut want to build a chayma. So do we say that that's the correct taina, and the miut have the right to be koy for the roif, like I have a right to be koy for the roif, to make a mikvah, to make a shul, and to hire a rabbi, even though the roif don't want? Or do you say no? So that's the machlokes from Shim Gamli on the Rabbanon. If you have a city which is not smucha l'svar, or you have a chotzer, which is not samach l'shu sarabim, can the miut be koy for the roif? But if the roif want the chayma, the lasayma of riach, then of course you go basra. Talking if the miut wanted, do we declare that that's a legitimate tzorach, so even the miut have a right to force the raiv or not? So that's the machloikis satanoim, yeah. So then Gemara goes into a discussion. Why can the miut be koifa the raiv to make a beishar around their chotzer to prevent aniyim from coming in? But we know that Eliyahu HaNavi used to visit by one of the Amoraim. Who was it? Ha'u Chasido. There was once a chassid. Eliyahu HaNavi used to visit by him. And then after he put up a beis shar in his home, so the aniyim can't get to him. So that's not proper. That's an improper thing. So Eliyahu HaNavi didn't want to visit by him anymore. So how can the Mishnah say that's a valid need for the chotzer to have a beishar for the chotzer to prevent people from coming in? You're preventing aniyim from coming in. You're not going to give them tzedakah. That's not right. So the Gemara says there are different kinds of beishar. Some of them are improper. Some of them are proper. If you're preventing the aniyim from coming and presenting the request from the people in the chotzer, that's improper. But if it doesn't prevent the anim, they'll still be able to request tzedakah, then it's okay. So fine. So that's what the Gemara says. Then the Gemara has a new shayla. Boy minei Rabbi Loza mi Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Loza was a Talmud. There was a Rabbi Loza who was a Tana, and there was a Rabbi Loza who was an Amora, not to be confused with each other, two different people. So Rabbi Loza was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yechanan lived in Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Loza asked the Shaila of Rabbi Yechanan, Kishen Govim, when they collect the money for the choma around the city, they collect Lefina Fashas Govim, Adilma Lefi Shvach Momin Govim. How should it be decided? So if you need a wall, if you need a wall to protect the people, you're afraid the crusaders are coming and then they're going to kill people. They're going to kill all the Jewish people. So then everyone's life is equally valuable. So then you have to collect the fina fashas. Each person should give the same amount of money. But if the crusaders are not coming to kill anybody, the crusaders are just coming to steal money. So those who have more money stand to lose more than those who don't have so much money. They have nothing to steal. So according to the first version of the Shaila, the Rav Lozer asked Rabbi Yochanan, that was the Sofik in Shehen Goivim, when they voted that they want to have a wall around the city and everybody has to participate. So does everybody give an equal share of the Nefasha Shehen Goivim? Because means the the people who may come to attack the city may kill all the citizens of the city. So if there's a shaila of killing, so then it's lefina fashas. Everyone's nefesh is equal in value, so everyone should chip in the same amount. But if it's a situation we're not afraid that they're going to kill anybody, just they're going to steal all the money, then it should be lefi mamigot. So that was the first version of the shaila. So then the Gemara says, what was the answer? Adim lefi shvach mamigot. Amal Leiser, Rabbi Yechanan answers Rabbi Loza, Lefi Mamad Goivim, they're not coming to kill anybody, they're coming to steal, to rob. And therefore you should pay Lefi Shvach Mamad. The wealthier people should give more. And therefore, the Loza Bini, he refers to his Talmud, Rabbi Loza, my Talmud, Rabbi Loza, Keva Bo Masmeris. That's the Halacha. That's the Halacha. Don't let anybody change the Halacha. That makes sense. Because the crusaders are coming to kill the Jews, but the others, not the crusaders, are coming just to rob and to steal. So then they should pay lefi mamon. That was the first version. Ikadami, another version has it. Boy mina rab lozem rab yechon a different shad v'shein goivim lefi kiru batim hay goivim aduma lefi mamon goivim. Should you say that those homes that are closer to the gate, when the Ganovim are going to come into the city, then they go in the front gate to the city. So those houses that are closer to the gate, they stand a higher chance of being robbed. So you should collect the fee kiruv batim, which homes are closer to the opening in the gate. You don't determine who's closer to the gate. The Ganovim who are going to come, the gangsters who are going to come, they're going to steal equally from all the homes. So he answers, according to the second version, and he says again, Rablozer Beni, Rablozer my Talmud, Kvaba Masmer, that's the Allah. That's how he passed on the that's Lefikira Batim. So the Gemara tells a story. Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya was the chief rabbi. He was a descendant of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, but it's not Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi is Rebbe, this is a descendant. Roma Deshura Ad Rabbanim. They were going to build a wall around the city, and they made the Rabbanim pay their share for the building of the wall. So Rish Lakish was in the same generation of Rabbi Yehuda. They say, Amalei Rish Lakish, Rabbanim Latzicha Netirus, Tamir HaChacham don't need any Shmira, and therefore you have no right to charge them to pay their share in building the wall. How do you know that the Rabban don't need protection? So he has a pasuk in Novi that implies that just like the sand on the edge of the river protects the river that it doesn't flood the next area next to it, so too protect the Talmid HaChachamim so that they don't need any shmir, they don't need netirus. So that's what Rish Lakish said based on the pasuk in Navi. When he went and he told Rabbi Yochanan what he had told Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya, so Rabbi Yochanan said he should have told him a different pasuk. Kiyosa. The second line from the bottom. Kiyosa lekamei, the Rabbi Yochanan, when Reish Lakish visited Rabbi Yochanan and he told him what happened. Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan tells him, my time alatei malei meha. Should have said a different pasuk. Ani chayma v'shadak ha-migdolos and shira shirin. Ani chayma zu teira. Teira protects people like a chayma. So Tamir Chacham don't need a chayma. But they all agree the same thing. Tamir Chacham don't have to pay for shmira. But it depends what they're doing. If they have to purify the water, if they have it to deliver the mail, if they have to have other things, Tamir Chacham have to share in that as well. But shmira for the city to protect everybody, that Tamir Chacham don't need shmira. That's what they both say. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, they both say. So Gemara tells a story on the third line on the top of Chesem and Aleph. Rav Nachman bar Avchizde, Roma Kraga Arabon. Kraga is a kind of tax. It made the Talmid HaChachamim pay tax. Omale Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, Abris Adereise Adenevi'e Vadeksuvi. It says in Torah, Nevi'im and Eksuvim, that you're not allowed to charge tax over the Talmid HaChachamim because Talmid HaChachamim don't need Shmira. The Torah is going to protect them. Where are the Psukim in the Torah to be Maksuvim? So he quotes a Pasuk in the Chumash, Adereise, where's the Pasuk? Protects us, Tamir Chachamim. They tuku l'raglecha, tuku miloshen toch, or tuku miloshen mechatasim ragleim. The Tamir Chachamim go from one city to the other to learn in one yeshiva and another yeshiva. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds on to them and he protects them, so they don't need any shmir. So the Amora who charged tax, Kraga, of the Tamir Chacham was Shaloi Kedim. Yeah. Where is the pasuk in Nevi'im? That's the pasuk in Ksuvim. Ad the Nevi'im nechsev gam kit nabagnei mata akapzeim lechelu. How does it say? Me'at mimasa melech v'sarim means that they're potter from paying taxes because the taxes are for shmira and tamer chacham don't need shmira. And then Aksuvim, where's the pasuk in Ksuvim? So they quote another pasuk. Min the belu v'helach. They didn't charge any tax on the Tamir Chachamim because Tamir Chachamim don't need Shmira. What are the three things? Minda, Bulu, Ve'eloch? Minda, Zumanas, Amelach, tax. Bulu is Kesed, Gugalta. Each person pays the same amount. And Ve'eloch, Zu, Arnuna. Three different kinds of tax. Then the Gemara says they were once digging a well in order that the people should have water. Tamir Chachamim need water also. They don't need Shmira, but they need water to drink. So you have a right to, if you want to dig a well in order to have water to drink, so the Tamir Chachamim have to chip in for that also. But one of the Amaroim saw to it that the Yisoyimim, their father had passed away, there was an apotropos who was taking care of the Yisoyimim's assets. So he saw to it that the Yisoyimim have to chip in also for this project, that they're going to drill and then they're going to get water. So the Gemara says, Rapapa Rama Karya Chadata Ayasme. They were going to dig a new well and he had the assignment pay for that. So the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Shesha Bray the Ravidi, the Rapapa Bedilmalai Midville. Maybe it's not going to work. And if it doesn't work, what? So Rashi says that Yisoyimim labnei mechila ninu. That's a Gemara in Eilu Metzius. Yisoyimim labnei mechila ninu. I don't know. It's a strange Gemara. When you dig in order to get water, you don't know if it's going to work. So that's all part of the process of getting water. You have to try first time, second time, third time, till you get the water. So what kind of a taina is that? Yisoyimim labnei mechila ninu. They can't be Meichel. What does it have to do with Mechila? In order to get water, you have to try a few times. So why is this? What does it have to do with Mechila? I don't really understand. The Yisoyimim, you should have the right to collect from the Yisoyimim. So the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says he collected from the Yisoyimim and he said if it doesn't work out, he's going to return the money to the Yisoyimim. Because Yisoyimim la b'nei Mechila ninu. Why do you need mechila over here? That's how you do, that's how you advance. You attempt to find water, and if it doesn't work, you attempt again. So why shouldn't the Yisoyimim be mechuyif to pay for the attempt in the first place? I don't understand this Gemara. Rashi just saying pshat in the Gemara. I don't understand why it has to do with Yisoyimim la b'nei mechila nino. That's what the Gemara says. Maybe it's not going to work. It'll turn out that there's no water. So he says, Mishkal Shakil Nam, I'm taking the money now from the assignment and I'm keeping a record. If it turns out that we have a source from water is good. If it turns out that it's not a good source of water, Shakil Na, what does he say? Eloi, what does he say? Mahadarna Allah Nahalai. I'm going to give him back the money. That's, I don't understand. Why do you have to give back the money? Why does it have to do with Mechila? I don't know. I thought that's all the advances in society are based on trying. You have to attempt to dig, to find a well, to find water. I don't know. So then the Gemara says, what about Talmid HaChachamim? We just said before, Talmid HaChachamim are not mechuyev to chip in to pay for protection, for shmirah. But Talmid HaChachamim are mechuyev, if you're going to deliver the mail, they have to chip in for that. If you're going to dig a well to get water, they need water also. They're not going to get water from heaven. They also have to pay for that. So the Gemara says, if they're going to dig for water, Talmid HaChachamim have to pay for that also. That's not shmirah. However, if the tax that you levy on the people is not that everyone pays an amount of money, but rather that everyone has to go help dig, and you're going to say they're going to take turns, and when it's the turn of the Talmid Chacham, they're going to have to dig. So then the Gemara said, that's not Derech Eretz. You can't make a Talmid Chacham, you can't be Mevazeh the Talmid Chacham, that he has to dig also. Okay. So the Gemara tells a story. One year there was a Shnas Batzores. So Rabbi Yehuda Nasi had stored away a lot of food. Rabbi Pasa Oitzus Bishnei Batzores. He opened up his storehouses when there was a year of famine to give the food to the people. And he said he's only going to give to the Talmid HaChacham. Omar Yekonsu Bale Mikra, Bale Mishnah, Bale Gemara, Bale Halacha, Bale Agod. He's only going to give food to those who learn Tanakh, to those who learn Mishnais, to those who learn Gemara. He's not going to give to the Ami Haaretz. Aval Ami Haaretz, all you can't. He doesn't want to give to Ami Haaretz. Dochak, Rabbi Yehuda said, Ben Amram, Benichnas. One of his Talmidim pushed his way in and he said, Amale Rabbi, Parnaseini, please give me some food. Amale, Bini, Karisa, do you learn Tanakh? Amale, Loi. He doesn't learn Tanakh. He asked him, Shanisa, do you learn Mishnais? He says, Loi. So he says, Imkein Bamea Farnasecha, I have no right. I'm only going to give food to those who learn Torah. You don't learn Torah, I'm not going to give Amalei. So the Yonis and this Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi says, Panaseini kekele v'ke'orif. Please give me panaseh, please give me food, like the kelev and the orif. They don't deserve. They didn't do any mitzvahs and ma'isim tovim that they should do. Nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nice and lechem uchal basar. Ki the olam chazda, he gives to everybody. He gives to the kelev and the orif as well. So this, the Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi says, please give me. So he gave it to him. Parnase. Bosa ben Ofek, after he left, Yossi Rabbi became mitzvah. He was very aggravated. I'm oily, shenasati piti liam haaretz. Woe unto me that I gave food to the Am Haaretz. So his son, Shimon Bar Rabbi, made a comment. Maybe this one is Yonasan ben Amram, who's your Talmud. He knows how to learn, but he doesn't want to be Nena. And it turned out that was correct. Bodku, they checked into it, Ashkach, and it was him. So then, and he said, Yikonsa Hakol, everyone should come in because some of the Talmid HaChachamim will be hiding. Out of Tznias, they don't want to brag that they're Talmid HaChachamim. And I have to be Mefarnes them. So he changed his policy. He's going to give everybody because he may have some Talmidim who are Talmid HaChachamim. And they're embarrassed to say they don't want to be nani because of that Torah. So they're embarrassed to say that they learned Torah. Then the Gemara says, Rebbe the Taimei, the Rebbe holds that all the tzaris in the world are the fault of the Ami Haaretz. And the Gemara tells a whole story that the government levied a tax. And when all of the Ami Haaretz moved out of the town, so they removed the tax. The tax was only on the Ami Haaretz. Okay. Then the Gemara comments on the Mishnah. Mishnah says that all the people who live in the city have a din of shutvim and they all have to chip in. the teva, whatever the city, whatever the project is, to dig wells, to make a wall around for shmira, whatever. So the Mishnah says, how long does the person have to live in the city? Yud beis chodesh. But if he buys a house, then he becomes right away. He's one of the anshei huyer right away. So the Gemara asks the kasha, how come over here it depends on 12 months? And with respect to other dinim, it depends on 30 days. So they quote the din deraisa by Yerani Dachas. Hakisakas Yoshua Yerahi Lefi Chorev. Instead of giving skila, normally an Eved Avodah Zarah gets skila, but Yerani Dachas, they get saif. So if the fellow lived in the Yerani Dachas just for a little over 30 days, he gets saif and mamona ovad. So how come over there it depends on 30 days of din deraisa, and here it depends on 12 months? So the Gemara says, Amarova loikash ol b'nei masa ol yisuvei masa. Kiditanya, in Lashem b'nei Adam there's a difference, and the Gemara says, just like there's a difference in Lashem b'nei Adam, in dinim deraisa also there's a difference. Sometimes you say, b'nidorm halocha halashem b'nei Adam, but it doesn't correspond to halocha. Here, the halocha corresponds. Here, Hakisaka Yeshvei Yerahi, Lefi Chorev, Yeshvei Hoyer is if they live there for 30 days. But here, when you get to chipping in to pay for the wall around the city and digging the well and so on, this depends on Yud Beis Chodesh. It doesn't depend on Yeshvei Hoyer, it depends on Bnei Hoyer. Okay. Then the Gemara continues. For Amar Abasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he says another din in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Hakol lefasei ha'ir. Everyone has to chip in to pay for the gate, the wall around the city for protection. Afilu miyasmi. Even the Yisayim also have to pay. Avar Rabbanan loy. The Rabbanan lezirchen iti. They don't need shmira, but the Yisayim do need shmira. Amar Apopa. Amar Apopa lish. What does he say? Lishura. Well, Farshah ula Tarzina. Afilu miyasmi. For shmira purposes. Different things that you have for shmira. You have guards to protect the city, and you have weapons to protect the people in the city. You collect afilu miyasmi. Abrabana lasvichin itirus. Klola de milsa. Kol milsa de isbeha noe. Minei afilu miyasme. Yeah, the Yisayim have hanoah from that. Rabba Ramat Zdoka Yasve. In his city, Rabba forced the Yisayim. He told the apotropos he should chip in from the assets of the Yisayim to cover the expenses that they had for Zdoka for the Anim. So, Amale Abayis Abayi Tainis, but there's a Braisa, Hatani Reb Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Ein Poiskim Tzedaka Ala Yisayim Afilu Pinyan Shvuim. You're not supposed to charge the Yisayim that they should give Tzedaka. We appoint an apotropos to take care of the Tzarochim of the Yisayim, but there's Taka Adin of Chinuch, but you're not Mechanach for everything. So you're not Mechanach to take away their money that they should give Tzedaka to the Anim. So you're not supposed to be Mechanach on that. So why, like you are not mechanach and fasting on the other Taneisim, only on Yom Kippur, you're mechanach to fast on Tisha B'Av, to fast on the other Taneisim, there's no chinuch. Here also, to be mechanach, the Yisayim, that if she gives tzedaka, there's no chinuch on that. Okay, so the Gemara says, Abayi Tainis to Rava, why didn't you make the Yisayim pay their share of the tzedaka? The dinners in Poiskim, tzedaka Ali Yisayim, a Filipino Shvayim. So Robert answers, I did it in order that we should put the name of the Yisayim on the building or whatever. It'll be mefursam to everybody in the city that the Yisayim are chashev children, that they even chipped in to give tzedakah for the anim. Strictly speaking, they're not mechuyev to, but in order to people should respect them, so I had them chip in for the tzedakah, even though they're not mechuyev to. Okay. But that was the lashon of the brisa that he quoted. A poskim tzedaka alisayim afilu lepinyan shloim. Apparently, pinyan shloim is the highest form of tzedaka. So, in connection with that, the Gemara tells a story. Ifra Hormis was Ime de Shvar Malka. Shvar Malka was King Shapur. He was the Goyish king in Bavel. So his mother sent money, Shadra Anaki de Dinri, to Kameh de Rav Yosef. So she sent a wallet full of money to Rav Yosef, who lived in Bavel. Amr Lehevi le Mitzvah Rabba, please use this money for a big mitzvah. Yosef Rav Yosef become Ayin Bey. What should I do with the money? What's considered a mitzvah rabba? My mitzvah rabba. Amalei Abaye, the brisa that I just quoted to Rava. Meditani Rav Shmuel by Yehuda in Peskim, Zdagal Samafil Pin Shvuim. Shmamin Pin Shvuim is the highest form of tzedakah. So maybe that's what we should do over here. Ifra Hormuz, the mother of Shvar Malka, wants her money to go to a mitzvah rabba, big mitzvah. Apparently the big mitzvah is Pinyan Shvuim, and that's what we should do with the money. So that's what he did. Then the Gemara says, and how do you know that Pinyan Shvuim is the highest level of tzedakah? Amalei Rava, the Rabbi Bar Mary, Minoah HaMilsa. How did Rabbi know that that's true? The Brisa sounds like that. How did the Brisa know that it's true? The Amar Rabbanu, how did the Chachamim know that the Pinyan Shvuim Mitzvah is the highest form of tzedakah? So he says, because there's a pasuk that speaks about different levels of suffering for people. Asher lamavis lamavis, asher lacherev lacherev, v'asher l'rov l'rov, asher l'ashevi l'ashevi. So, and Rabbi Yochanan comments on that pasuk, as you go further in the pasuk, it's a bigger yisur. So shvei, pinyan shvuyim, is the highest level of tzedakah, because the shvuyim suffer more than all the other people. Okay.